You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Nima Romani with us, president of the West Coast Trial Lawyers. Nima, I want to talk about the gag order for a moment because this keeps rearing its head in the case against Brian Koberger. Gag order's in place. It gets a little tighter. Then people try and loosen it, and then evidence gets leaked, and then people want to lift it. Specifically, Steve Gonsalves, a father of one of the victims. I cannot imagine what this man is going through with his daughter being brutally murdered, but he wants to talk. He's been very vocal from the beginning. I'm thinking it's probably somewhat cathartic for him. But is it a good idea? Is it a good idea to try and have this gag order lifted? Is this something where, yes, in the short term, may feel good, but in the long term, it could end up causing some sort of appellate issues and things of that nature if more information is put out there that shouldn't be, or, you know, there's a lot of possibilities here. What's your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, this is one of the broadest gag orders I've ever seen. But these types of orders have typically been upheld. They've been litigated all the way to the Supreme Court. You know, and to the extent that, obviously, we know the gag orders of attorneys and parties, I mean, those are always ruled valid. I mean, here you're talking about a potential witness, right? Let's not forget, he has another death penalty case there in Idaho. You know, the parents of the victims will be witnesses, if not at the, you know, guilt phase, the penalty phase. So I know people are upset. Frankly, I'm upset. I want more information about the case as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they have a strong legal footing to stand on when it comes to litigating this gag order.
What would be the advantage if it were to be lifted? Is there any advantage other than he gets to go and the family and others would be able to speak more freely about this?
I think that is the advantage. I mean, you've lost a loved one. You've lost your child. It's probably the worst thing that any parent can experience. Now you have a court telling you you can't talk about it, at least not publicly. So I can imagine the frustration that the family members are going through, you know, and there's things that, you know, they've been upset about. For instance, the public defender's office, right, you know, did represent some of the parents, not the public defender who's actually the one who's going to be handling this case. There's not a whole lot of death penalty qualified lawyers, especially in Northern Idaho. I think she might be the only one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the family's upset. You know, there's things they want to talk about, whether it's disqualification or, you know, the pace of this case. I know they're frustrated. They want to kind of move it forward more aggressively, but I don't think they're going to be able to, given this gag order.
I mean, and given, even if they were to be able to speak, it's just being out in the media, being out in the public. Would that really truly affect the pace of anything other than just them being able to talk more?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to affect the case. I mean, you know, whenever you're dealing with a death penalty case, right, if you're the prosecution, you want to make sure, you know, all your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed. The last thing you want is case to be reversed on appeal. And we all know that when it comes to death sentences, it's far more likely that a defense attorney is going to be successful on appeal in a death penalty case than actually getting a jury to return a not guilty verdict or not return a death sentence. So the prosecution, you want to keep your eye on the prize and make sure that everything you do is going to withstand scrutiny by an appellate court.
So there's a much more likely chance that this could go to appeals with this being a death penalty case versus if it was not?
Yeah, there's mandatory state and federal appeals whenever there's a death sentence returned. And you know, we know that death penalty qualified jurors, jurors who are willing to follow the law and impose a death penalty, are also more likely to return a guilty verdict. Now, Koberger's a unique case in that he's a pretty sophisticated fellow. Obviously, he was a PhD student in criminal justice. He's not your typical murderer or alleged murderer. Mm-hmm. Here's someone who was very careful. You know, he allegedly left just a single source of DNA at the crime scene. You would expect a lot more in a gruesome quadruple murder. So, you know, it's not the type of slam dunk case that, you know, Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow is, in my opinion. I still think it'll end up in a guilty verdict. But between the gag order and a lot of evidence coming out and, you know, this particular defendant, it's more of a unique case and certainly not a sure thing for the prosecution.
We continue to see more and more documents being dropped. Just last night, a whole slew of them came out. I have not had a chance to go through many of them in great detail, but I do know that just from some of the headlines that I've seen, there was blood found on several items in Koberger's possession. Now, as far as whose blood that is, that has not yet been revealed. Do you think there's a treasure trove of evidence here that we're not seeing, we're not hearing about yet, that is going to be far more impactful against Koberger once this thing gets to trial, that it's just being held close to the vest at this moment in time?
I think so, Tony. I think, you know, between the gag order, between the fact that search warrants were executed in three separate states, right? Obviously, the murders happened in Idaho, but Koberger lived in Washington State. Obviously, he was traveling to Pennsylvania to his parents' house when he was arrested. You know, I think that white Hyundai Elantra, that vehicle, I mean, that's would be the treasure trove, in my opinion. You know, we are starting to see trickles of evidence when these search warrants are returned, executed, and the returns are filed with the court. But I think it's the preliminary hearing where this is all going to come out, right? I mean, then the state's going to have to present his evidence. Obviously, the defense isn't going to waive prelim in a case like this. So that's when I fully expect to see all the forensics come out.
And we still don't know what he's going to plead, as he has not made a plea as of yet with what we know thus far. What is your assumption here? Is he going to plead not guilty, or when all of this comes out in the preliminary hearing, is it going to be so overwhelming that maybe it will be some sort of a deal made to avoid the death penalty or something of a lesser sentence?
You know, Idaho is unique, like you mentioned, in that defendants don't have to plead until after the prelim, right? Mm-hmm. Most states like California, where I am, I mean, you plead and then, you know, it's set for a prelim unless there's a grand jury indictment. So you're right. There's been no plea entered yet. I think if you're the prosecution in this state, you can't offer a lifetime deal. I mean, it's such a gruesome murder for college kids. We don't have a clear motive, might have been stalking, but I mean, this is the type of case, if you believe in the death penalty, Tony, it's a death penalty case. So it's going to go. And like I said, Koberger, he's a careful fellow. He reportedly wears gloves at the grocery store, right? Puts his, takes trash and puts them in baggies. So, you know, there's no DNA. So I think given the type of defendant that we have in this particular case, I can't see any type of pretrial resolution. I think we're going to go to trial.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Nima Romani, thank you so much for your insight. President of the West Coast Trial Lawyers, always appreciate your insight on this program. If you want to weigh in on anything we're talking about, we got a phone number for it. It's 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. To weigh in on anything we're talking about, we'd love to hear your voice. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Stay with us.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.